Exceptionals. Randy Pausch was a professor of computer science at Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh who learned in September of 2006 that he had terminal pancreatic cancer. A year later, he gave a talk at CMU entitled The Last Lecture, Really Achieving Your Childhood Dreams, an inspirational monologue of life lessons in the face of certain death. It went viral on YouTube, getting 18 million views and counting. But I'll point out, fewer than hundreds of music videos, a thigh massage instructional, something called Charlie Bit My Finger, and the on-air meltdown of a beauty pageant contestant. Pausch's lecture was turned into a best-selling book, and he became an inspiration to anyone struggling with a terminal illness, and an exemplar of human bravery. But the rest of us are not like Randy Pausch. That's why we call him and others like him exceptional, because they are the exception. The rest of us are not brave or strong or fearless. We are not fighters against all odds, preferring the odds to be with us rather than against. We don't welcome the challenge of adversity, but run from it, and the only struggle we offer when it catches us is to weep and flail and cry out for it not to be so. We are not Warren McDonald, a double-leg amputee who managed to summit Kilimanjaro in 2003, or Aaron Ralston, whose self-inflicted loss of his lower arm saved him from certain death and freed him to pursue life as a one-handed adventurer. We are not Sir Douglas Bader, who lost both legs in a 1931 plane crash only to lead an RAF squadron during World War II. Or Basque naval shipman Blas de Lezo y Olavarrieta, who, in the early 18th century, lost his left leg from a cannon shot, his left eye in defense of Toulon, and his right arm in the siege of Barcelona, yet subsequently captured 11 enemy British ships. We are not Franklin Roosevelt, who overcame crippling polio to become president, or Stephen Hawking, whose mind would not be shackled by the amyotrophic lateral sclerosis that claimed his body. We are not Helen Keller or Randy fucking Pausch. We aren't even Cher with dyslexia. The rest of us, when our bodies are broken, break along with it. And these heroic exceptions, with their incredible ability to rise above the most awful circumstances imaginable...